And still to come, we're going to be finding out why beauty is in the eye of the beer holder. Ha ha. And find out what your dance moves could say about your genes. But first, it's time to find out what Dave has got up his sleeve for Ben in this week's Kitchen Science.
For Kitchen Science this week, Dave has promised me an experiment that will help me see the world from a totally different perspective. He's going to open the doors of perception for me. So, Dave, how are we doing it? Have you brought lots of drugs? Are we going to do transcendental meditation? Yoga, perhaps?
I'm afraid not, Ben. I think possibly completely different perspective is a bit much, but definitely slightly different perspective. Instead of any drugs or meditation, what I've got is these rather fetching goggles.
When you say fetching, Dave, you mean that they're going to make me look like a complete idiot, don't you? That there's, well, one of the eyes is blocked up with what looks like card, and the other one has a thick wedge of glass on it. Dave, these can't be very good goggles at all.
They're possibly not ideal for everyday life, but they do do something quite interesting. Because you've got a prism of glass in front of one of the eyes, the light which hits it will bend. So everything, when you look through it, will appear about 10 degrees to the right of where it should be.
So rather than seeing things from a different perspective, you just mean seeing things from a slightly squiffy angle?
Yeah, pretty much.
But what good is this going to do me? Surely I'll just sort of fumble about and fall over.
We're going to have a look at how well you adapt to this. So to start off with, we need to get a baseline. So I want you to take a ball and throw it at me.
Throw it at you? I'm guessing you don't want me to throw it hard, Dave.
No, just gently from sort of 2 or 3 metres away and see how well you can hit my stomach with it.
So I have a normal baseball here, and you've got a jumper with a logo on the chest. So I'm going to throw it quite gently. I'm about 2 metres away. I'm going to aim for that logo and see what we can do.
Ow!
I'm sorry, Dave. Okay, that one hit you square in the chest. So my aim's obviously a little bit out because I was aiming slightly to the right of that. Should I do it again just to make sure?
I think we'll be all right with that. Now we'll put the goggles on you and see how well you do then.
Okay, so luckily these goggles happen to fit over my glasses. Otherwise that would be a bit unfair on me. I'd go completely blind. Oh, crikey. So now I can only see out of my left eye. And everything's crystal clear, but clearly a little bit squiffy, a bit wonky. So shall I take the ball back, Dave? Okay, so now I need to aim again. And once again, I'm aiming for the logo on your top. I'm still the same distance away, and I completely missed. that was a good sort of 2 foot to the right of you. I'm very confused. Can I have the ball back and give it another go? Oh, now I cleared your arm that time, clipped you, but only just. But still, that was nowhere near where I wanted it to go. What's going on?
Well, obviously, you're seeing me to the right of where I actually am. So you're aiming for where you think I am, not where I actually am. So you're throwing the ball in completely the wrong place. Now, what I want you to do is have a practice over the next few minutes and keep throwing it at me, or possibly I'll try and catch it. And we'll see how you change the way you throw.
Okay, so if I could get that ball back, I'll just keep practicing throwing. And I'm sure eventually I'll be able to hit Dave properly. And we will come back to you later on in the show to let you know how I've been getting on.
Oh, poor old Dave, having things thrown at him in the name of science. We will find out why Ben had to wear the silly goggles later on in the show. But if you do have any questions or comments, if you've had any experience with bizarre glasses, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.